Next in the RadioSaintPete.com spotlight, a conversation with another local author. A children's book, just out, The Tales of the Animal Heroes of Livingston Cove, published by Simon & Schuster. Let's meet Linda Davis.
Well, I've spent 44 years in hospitality, and it's amazing that after all that experience, jobs aren't prevalent. I'm 71, and I decided I guess I need to redirect myself.
Have you always lived here in the local area?
No. I've lived in, New York, Boston, Jacksonville, Spain, and Ireland.
Wow.
And Michigan, I was born.
In Prudenville, Michigan.
Yes.
Right. where is Prudenville?
It's about 100 miles from the Mackinac Bridge. It's in the upper half of the Lower Peninsula.
Uh-huh. And to those who know Michigan.
Houghton Lake, Higgins Lake.
Beautiful.
Fishing area.
A beautiful part of the state. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, so now how do you go from the hospitality industry to being a published author? That is a gigantic step and easier said than done.
Well, I've always loved children and, you know, animals. And there's so many stories. To be honest with you, I started writing, my kids wanted me to write a sequel to Kitchen Confidentials, because I was in the front of the house and Bourdain was in the back. So I had 100 pages typed, and I still haven't finished one day. I mean, it's that chaotic. But anyway, so I thought I should start with a simpler text. Mm-hmm. And I have a 4-year-old grandson, so just I take care of him, watching him grow and a lot of the things I missed out. Working so much, I just started to write about animals and things that kids aren't even learning, you know, values, morals, friendships, a little bit about bullying. And it's simple text. I've just read it today to a couple places. Mm-hmm. It seems to be well received by the 4- and 5-year-olds.
Mm-hmm. How do you actually make that sale to a publisher? How does that process work?
Well, actually, it's self-publishing. I just happened to hit on Simon & Schuster. Mm-hmm. You send them your manuscript, and they tell you whether it's worthy of publishing. I had several stories. What it's come down to is 7. I had like 14, and I didn't know, but the more pages you have, the more expensive the book becomes for the general public. Mm-hmm. I mean, a $35 book is not what most little kids at 4 years old get. So I simplified it, but they have editing, and they, you know, you keep begging and...
Eventually, it all works.
And eventually, somebody says, okay, lady, you know, the squeaky wheel.
Well, let's talk about the name of the book and talk a little bit more about the content, if you will.
All right. It's called The Tales of the Animal Heroes of Livingston Cove. Mm-hmm. And it's about, you know, lost charms, selfish crows, scary forests, and mad dogs. There are all so many problems to solve. Thankfully, a group of special animal heroes have the solutions. It's a band of 5 animals, a pit bull, a German shepherd, a cat, a terrier, and a boxer. Mm-hmm. And they band together and they help people and other animals out of situations, whether it's being bullied or, you know, somebody stealing in the community. They have a kind of extra senses. They can speak to humans, and some humans understand them. And they just go on adventure after adventure, scary forests and all sorts of things.
Are you your own illustrator? Did you have to find an
illustrator? No, I'm not. And I wish I had been. That way I could actually even apply for a Caldecott. But you have to do your own illustrations. There's a lot of things, if you've never published before, that you learn the ropes almost too late. It's quite enlightening, the things you learn, the different awards, whether it be Caldecott or Coletta Scott King, differences in your writing, and if you do your own illustrations, and if it's original topics. And I wish I had done some illustrations, though I failed stick figures, so I'm wondering how that would have turned out.
Now, from start to finish, from the idea, the desire, concept, creation, start to finish, how long did the process take to get to this point?
Well, as far as writing the stories, over and about a couple of years, because, you know, life is life, and I don't sit down to just write. But once I submitted the paperwork, it's a long time. It took 18 months. It's only come to Barnes and Noble and Amazon in the last 3 weeks.
Wow.
3 or 4 weeks. It's a long process. They send you, you know, you get 3 chances to tell them whether you like the picture they just drew or not. Mm-hmm. And I sent mine back the maximum. And it's just a long process, something I hadn't anticipated. You know, I thought, hey, this is a bookstore. You know, they'll type it up, slap a picture on there, and boom, shakalaka.
Yeah, doesn't work that way.
Not at all. And then it's the usual, holidays come, nobody's at their desk, call, blah, blah, blah.
Well, so now you've had the experience of taking the book out and reading it at Gulfport Rec Center, the Gulfport Elementary School. You've been to Carrollwood Country Club.
Country Club, and
Johns Hopkins.
Yeah, and I'm going to be, once I get all the paperwork done, Johns Hopkins Children's, but they require a lot of pre-screening. The book's been screened, but I got to be screened.
I see. Hope that goes well.
Yeah. And, the Glaser Museum, the Glaser Children's Museum in Tampa.
Wow.
That's on the docket for next week. So, yeah, they do a great deal, Simon & Schuster, of marketing themselves. I mean, BookBubs, Goodreads, eBooks, Barnes Noble, Amazon. They do a great deal of that themselves. And I'll be going to New York for the big book expo. But locally, you got to do a lot of, you know, tramping around yourselves.
Exactly.
Which I don't mind. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I didn't create this to sit it on the mantle.
We're speaking to the author of The Tales of Animal Heroes of Livingston Cove, published by Simon & Schuster, Archway Publishing, Linda Davis Grimes with us today on Radio St. Pete. Linda, talk about, you've had the experience now of reading your own book to these children, and you have a grandchild. I have two, one that I have read to for now several years, and he's now getting to the point of reading back to me at age 6 in both English and Spanish, which is pretty exciting. But talk about the importance of reading and why you took the time to do this and write a children's book, because I know it's more than just the personal satisfaction of doing it. You undoubtedly know it's important.
Well, in today's society, both parents have to work just to keep the heads above water. And a single family home, they're always working. And kids don't learn, and I hate to be old-fashioned, but basic values, politeness, friendship, love, companionship, manners. It's not something, I mean, that's a parent's job. So watching my grandson and seeing that he was losing some of that, the book demonstrates through their adventures the importance of friendship and loyalty and honesty, and it touches upon the bullying, and it helps the young ones, you know, pre-K, 4 to 6, some of the things that get lost in the household, and it's not through anyone's particular fault, it's just that we're all so busy nowadays. I mean, it's a book for young children to, you know, one of the teachers said, you know, most kids nowadays think that love is, you know, marriage and kissing and, hey, love, you can love a girl and a boy and they can be your friends for life, but you don't have to marry them. They're just, and kids don't understand that. They, some young kids think to be in love, you got to be married or something. Or, and, you know, I have a best girlfriend that, you know, kiss and tell her I love her. And if she was out of my life, I would be devastated. But I'm happily married and have my own children. Mm-hmm. So kids need to know that you can still love people and not be married. And there's so many concepts that they just have no idea about. You know, trust one another. If I was falling off a cliff, I'd want my best friend there.
Exactly.
Really not my husband.
Exactly.
He might let me go. Especially if the insurance policy goes up anymore.
Linda, it has been a pleasure talking with you. How do people find the book, The Tales of the Animal Heroes of Livingston Cove by Linda Davis Grimes?
They can go to Barnes & Noble. Mm-hmm. And if their Barnes & Noble doesn't have it, because they don't order books unless asked for, there, they can go on Amazon. And the author is Linda Davis.
Gotcha.
And they can go use the author's name, eBooks, BookBubs, or Goodreads.
Terrific.
But they all carry it. Like I said, in the case of Barnes & Noble, their local ones may not have it there, but they can order it.
Terrific. Terrific. Well, congratulations. This is an accomplishment. You are a published author.
Yeah. And at my age, one has to start chalking them up, don't they?
Thanks for reaching out to us and thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you so much and have a marvelous day.
In the RadioSaintPete.com spotlight today, local author Linda Davis of the children's book, The Tales of the Animal Heroes of Livingston Cove, published by Simon & Schuster and available at Amazon.com.